The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's 8:05 and 26 right now. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Hyundai. A district court ruling may prevent the Democrat who won the Minnesota House District 40B election from being sworn in next month. Hamline University professor David Schultz says Republican leaders can now say,
"We've potentially got sole control of the House of Representatives. We're going to proceed as if we are in charge, at least temporarily. We're going to assign out committee chairs and the committee assignments the way we want."
Schultz says Democrats and Republicans had agreed to a shared power structure before the court ruled. Representative-elect Curtis Johnson lied about his residency during the campaign. Holidays are a great time for Minnesotans to give to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. CEO Bill Alexander says donations have helped build the memorial in Washington, D.C.
"It's the place where today we honor and remember and memorialize the names of more than 24,000 men and women who have died in the line of duty. The exact number today is 24,067. And of course, tragically, every single year we continue to add historically hundreds of new names to what we view as very sacred walls."
More information can be found on the fund's website. The Salvation Army continues to serve a record number of Minnesotans. Spokesman Dan Furry says recent surveys show around two-thirds of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
"When their needs, the things that they need to buy, go up 10, 15, 20%. That is tough to absorb, and they end up having to make tough choices like, do I buy food for my family or do I delay my payment on rent?"
Free says high inflation plays a key role for those unable to make ends meet. The St. Cloud Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign runs until noon tomorrow. A Christmas tradition that started 82 years ago, still a part of downtown St. Cloud. The nativity set that you see when you drive by the corner of West St. Germain Street and 10th Avenue South outside the U.S. Bank building was bought back in 1942. The set was purchased with money raised by school children in St. Cloud and the Daughters of Isabella. They donated the nativity set to the city of St. Cloud and sat in front of the Stearns County Courthouse every holiday until 1972. In 1985, the city donated it to the Stearns History Museum. Edward Zapp Jr. was a board member at the History Museum and offered to display the set at Zapp Bank. When U.S. Bank bought Zapp Bank, they continued that tradition. The nativity set has undergone major repairs at least twice over the years. You might also remember that baby Jesus was stolen back in 2018, and then thankfully it was returned a full year later. The state experienced catastrophic flooding in June, and the Le Sueur and Mankato areas were hit especially hard.
Parts of southern Minnesota have seen as much as 10 to 12 inches of rain just this past week.
The National Guard was called to Waterville, which was underwater.
We can provide essential resources such as high water vehicles, helicopter support, and engineering assets to help respond to these flood emergencies.
In Blue Earth County, floodwaters caused the partial failure of the Rapid Dan Dam.
We are continuing to monitor with the local officials the status of the dam. We were made aware of the situation about 4 o'clock this morning.
But Mother Nature was too powerful.
The torrent swept away an XL Energy electrical substation and undercut the river's west bank to the point where the Hershka family home fell into the water.
They lost everything. They lost their house, their store, and their land.
The popular diner had to be demolished.
We got guest books from people all over the world that come to our place. Not necessarily just for pie, but the whole experience.
A temporary dam store location opened in Mankato. And that is part of our year that was.
WJON News Time is 8:09. It's 26 right now. News this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Hyundai. We'll get to your WJON Weather Eye forecast up next. For St. Cloud and for Clear Lake, cloudy and 29 today. Northerly wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, overcast, 19 overnight, and a north wind at 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, overcast, 30 for a high, and a south wind at 5 miles an hour. On Christmas Eve, overcast skies, 23 overnight, so if you have a late night service, pretty mild for that. South wind at 5. Wednesday on Christmas Day, cloudy skies and 32, southerly wind at 5 to 10. Our extended forecast on Thursday, cloudy and 36. Friday, maybe a scattered shower in 38. And then Saturday, some precipitation possible in 37. WJON News Time is 8:11. We're at 26 this morning. For more St. Cloud area news, check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what do you got coming up at 8:30?
Huge Mega Millions jackpot on Christmas Eve. We'll tell you about that at the bottom of the hour.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 8:11. I'm joined now by Kevin from the Boot Shack. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Jay. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Kevin. you guys are open today, right?
Yeah, yeah. Today will be a big day. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, we'll be there 10 until 2. Okay. So, and then it'll be the 3 hours up to Keewatin and up to Delrange, you know. You ever spend any time up there, Jay?
A little bit. That's what, 3 hour drive, you said?
Yeah.
Well, at least the weather's going to be pretty good for that drive.
Yeah, 2 and 3 quarters. Oh, yeah, there's been some of these times. It's like, you can't hardly see driving up there between snow and blizzard and dodging the deer, for Pete's sake.
Right.
So, anyway. You know, Jay, I look at the people that went through the shack this weekend, and I think about, I wish sometimes that you could see, for the people who have never been to the shack, I wish that they could see sometimes the look. It's that, we call it the first-timer's look. The look on people's face when they put something on that fits their feet. So we had a young couple in yesterday that her dad has been to the shack before years ago, and she comes in, and she brought her significant other in. So, and he's, you know, a taller guy. He's like, you know, about 6'1 or 6'2, and he's wearing his size 10.5D cowboy boots that he got off of a farm store somewhere or whatever. And we measure his feet. He's got 13.5 arches, you know. And, you know, for that, it's like an A to a double A width. So we put him in a pair of our Rod Patricks. And you know, this guy's only like early 20s, Jay. And it's like, you know, just when he first put those on, he stood up. Just the look on his face. Just the relief. It's like, you know, when you're in your early 20s, Jay, you shouldn't have aches and pains already, should you?
I don't think so. No way. I mean, I'd say you should be pretty healthy.
It's like, you know, he stands up and it's that look of wonderment on his face. His first time, he's like, all of my foot's touching. You know, because what he's talking about is his arches being supported all the way through. Boy, whether you're trying on cowboy boots or work boots or Western boots, or, I mean, all the New Balance tennis shoes we sell, or all the men's Dunham shoes we have, all the way to 18s and widths, it makes such a difference. I have to tell you, Jay, you know, that's all the people go through the shack and they stand at the counter, like the couple the other night stands there. You know, and they said, yeah, I listen to you every day on the radio, and the couple stands there at the counter. I listen to you with Jay every day on the radio. But I got to tell you, Jay, it's how often either the wife or the young lady or the lady stand there, and they stand there and they say, and they get this kind of this wispy look in their eyes, and they go, is Jay really that tall and good looking as he sounds on the radio?
And you say, absolutely.
I said, we all look up to him, you know that.
Yeah, some more than others. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, so, if people do want to find you at the Boot Shack over the next few days and the holidays.
Yeah, we're down at Roosevelt Road, same building as Shooters in the back half. So regular hours today, tomorrow we'll be there 10 to 2. So, Jay, Merry Christmas, you know, to yourself and everybody out there, okay?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Kevin. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Sounds good. Have a dandy day, Jay.
You too. That's Kevin from the Boot Shack joining us here on WJON. You can find him just behind Shooters, Roosevelt Road. It is 8:15 now at WJON. And Lori Putnam, St. Cloud School Superintendent, is going to join me next.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, Find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.